now proudly presented on SNME. That's Sunday Night's Main Event. Patreon and free feed.
Yo. We just people from the north side. Once the Timmy's hit the shore, fine. Winter ready on the four ties. Heavy traffic during 4-5. Gotta hustle on the own time. Color people every port side. We just people from the north side. Once the Timmy's hit the shore.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's your host, your boy George Mackay, live pre-recorded New Frontier Pro Wrestling and making his New Frontier debut. One of my good friends in professional wrestling. And that's not saying, that's the truth. That's factual. Factual statement. Every time we see each other, it's pleasantries all aside. One half of fresh air. One of the coolest guys in professional wrestling, one of the humblest guys, Junior Benito.
Well, darn, you're making me shed a tear here.
Yeah, right? It's a passion project, right? It's passionate.
Yeah, we got to have passion. This is professional wrestling. Passion is in the middle name of pro wrestling.
It absolutely is. I like that. I like that. I like that. So it's been a while. It's been about a year since the last time we were on the show together.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And now you're coming back for a second?
Yeah.
That's cool. Last time I had your tag team partner on for a second, we spent half of our interview talking about Batman. We didn't talk about wrestling. We talked about Batman. So I gotta get your factual state. Are you a Joker guy or a Batman guy?
It's weird. It's a weird mix because I'll watch Joker for such a while. I love Joker and how dark he is. But then there's Batman as well because he's also dark, man. Yesterday I watched a video of him saying, "Swear to me." You know when the guy is like, "Oh, I didn't do it. I swear to God." He goes, "Swear to me." Yeah. I watched that stuff. I sent it to Wheeler. It was just the best, man. It's so good. But yeah, I love, it's an equal love, man. It's hard to find a difference.
It is an equal love. So you have been absolutely tearing it up and down on the indie scene as of late.
Yeah.
And you, again, the last time we spoke, we talked about you getting knocked in the face by Jade Cargill. And now she's in WWE, so maybe you might be able to get knocked in the face by her down there.
Hey, if that happens... I would not complain.
No.
Man, that girl is...
Being knocked on your ass twice in two different promotions.
By the same person?
Same person.
Hey, if that's not making it, I don't know what is, brother. I don't know what is.
So, Demand Lucha, you guys had an absolutely insane match. You and your tag team partner, the other half of Fresh Air, which is McCray, you guys tore it up and down. You were this close to those titles, and unfortunately, Doc Zoc and El Doctor, they fucked you. They screwed you.
Yeah, they got me... They caught me off guard because one of them, their manager, gave me a body slam on the outside. And you watched the new movie Iron Claw?
Yeah, absolutely great movie.
You know when Zac Efron got suplexed and he got like, let's just say that happened to me. I took the body slam and I was like, whoa, I feel like Zac. And I was like, from then on it wasn't the same. So that's why they won the match. They got lucky, right?
They got lucky.
They cheated.
That's right. He's factual. They cheated. I was there. I was in the room. I saw it. It can't be proven. But they cheated.
No footage, but you know.
No footage of that particular moment. Yeah, conveniently, right? Conveniently.
He got paid. The cameraman, he looked away. I got body slammed. They look back. Why is he on the ground? The wrestler magic, you know.
So I gotta say, I do love everything about Fresh Air, from the look, the magic track suits, the bucket hats, which you know is a McCray staple, the big, you know, gold chains that you guys rock. What was the, I guess, you know, factor that you guys were going for in creating Fresh Air? Why did you want to go so 90s with the style?
Oh man, honestly, we were told if you can make it look like Run DMC from a person that pitched the idea, I forgot who exactly, but yes, we were told kind of like an 80s music group, you know, rap duo. So we were thinking Run DMC, all right. So colorful tracksuits, bucket hats were already kind of his thing. He was doing it all the time. So then we kind of just implemented that. And then we got the chains in. And as soon as we wore it, people in the back were telling us, dude, you guys look like a tag team. You guys look good. So we were like, okay, there's a good sign. We went out to the crowd. Crowd ate it all up like cotton candy. They just wanted more and more. And we were just... We were very thankful. We were glad, and it was working so well. Nowadays, it's going even better. So, hey, sky's the limit. Hopefully, it leads to bigger and better pastures.
I love that. I love the positivity you always get from this man whenever we sit down and talk. Now, let's talk 2024. Like I said, saw you at Demand Lucha. Now you're making your debut at New Frontier, one of the promotions that I have the honor and privilege to be the caller of the matches, you will, the narrator of the amazing stories. So I get to call a Junior Benito match tonight. I'm very excited about this.
Hey, this is a first. I'm excited for this.
Absolutely, man. You've been tearing it up and down. What does 2024 look like for you this year? What goals are you trying to reach?
New opponents, new promotions, new cities, new countries in the world. I'm just hoping to get the resume even longer because it's pretty long right now, but the goal is to have a full-on... You know Chris Jericho? You know that list of the 1,004 moves? Longer than that, but with places that I've wrestled.
Like 2008.
Yeah, exactly.
2008 places.
I'm going for that list. It's gonna be longer than my track record with women, but it's nothing I'm proud of. But hey, let's say it's gonna be something. Something. This year's gonna be a great year for wrestling.
Well, last year I believe you went over to the UK for the first time.
2 years ago, actually.
2 years ago, you went to the UK for the first time. Any plans to go back to the UK?
Most definitely, most definitely. But I do have some unfinished business I got to take care of here when it comes to the immediate plans. But overall, though, UK is definitely something I want to do on a consistent level. I'd love to work for Rev Pro and Progress. Those are two big goals for me. So I'll definitely be around more often.
Perfect. And any other new continents that you want to tackle that you have your eyes on? Like maybe you want to go over to Mexico. Maybe you want to go over to, you want to try Japan, or you want to try the Asian territories. What do you have your eyes on this year other than maybe getting back to the UK?
Definitely Japan and Mexico. Those were my goals last year. So I'm thinking of, we're still going for it, of course. But I'd love to wrestle possibly in Thailand because I heard there's a promotion there as well. And there's all the places in the world possibly. But Japan, Mexico is definitely top two for me.
Awesome. And what about Puerto Rico? Because I know Puerto Rico has an incredible scene.
Puerto Rico, I'd love to work there, but I heard things like it's passionate, man. They're beyond passionate.
Oh yeah, no. If you don't get over in Puerto Rico, you're done. Like they will chase you out to your car and hurt you.
Yeah, and I can't drive, so if they chase me, I'm done. So it's like I'm in trouble. But either way, I think it's definitely something I want to do, but it's nothing I thought of yet. Mexico, I got to check that off first. Japan, check that off first, and then hopefully get better at wrestling too so that I don't disappoint anybody, you know. But hey, I'm just hoping everything goes well.
Absolutely, dude. Listen, like I've watched you progress in your career thus far since we've known each other, and I've had the honor and privilege to call you a friend, and that's the truth. You've progressed so well in this business, and you've stayed humble, and you've worked your ass off, and opportunities reward those who put the work in. When you look at where you started to where you are now in pro wrestling, have you exceeded your goals in the first couple years in this business?
If I'm being completely honest, if I were to tell my 9-year-old self what I'm doing at the age of 22, he'd probably be disappointed because I told myself, oh, at 20 years old, I'm going to be a youngest intercontinental champion, youngest world champion. So my younger self would be kind of disappointed. No. But as an adult, I'm very proud and thankful, but there's always more work to be done. So I never really have a specific set goal. I just have an idea of what I'd like to do and then hopefully reach that and then just keep working from there because there's always more you can do. Because in my opinion, the pinnacle in this business is to be considered the best of all time. And that's an endless mission. You know, you always got to keep walking to achieve that goal. So, yeah.
I like that. You got to walk 5,000 miles before you can say you've walked 5,000 miles.
Exactly. You got to put in the steps. That's all.
Look at that. Wise beyond his years, for sure. And definitely rocking the Cisco hair better than I ever could.
Oh, dude.
Do you get the comparisons to Cisco sometimes? People throw that out?
My first week with the hair, people at my job would tell me, hey, it's Cisco. Look at you. I love it. Then they started doing this thing. I don't know why Cisco doesn't do that, but they just do this. And I'm like, okay.
Dude, if you want to talk about Cisco making like a living off of one song, that is a man who's lived off of one hit wonder for his entire career.
Exactly. And just imagine the women he got to be with because it's about thongs. Like, wow. Of course it's going to get women interested and it's going to get him some attention. So I can't imagine the amount of love he got from women. I'm sorry. I can't get into women because, you know, they're beautiful.
Junior, my.
I'm sorry.
All right. So, well, you know, let's talk about since you're on the subject of women, let's talk about women. But I want to talk about this. I want to find out, what does Junior Benito do on a first date? Like, what do you, if there's a woman that you're interested in, how do you wine and dine her on date number one, which is a first date is very important. This is your chance to make the first and best impression to see if you can get a second date. What do you do on date one to try to secure date two?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot here.
I know. This is what I do here.
This is why Straight Talk Wrestling is off the cuff and fun.
Yeah, this is getting hot and heavy. to be honest, first date, my main goal is to make sure we have fun. Because once you have fun and you're being honest, then you get the best reactions out of each other and just you gain trust. And when you gain trust, you gain just a great time. But yeah, and then if they could pay for the date, that'd be very helpful. But you know, that's courtesy. I would never let a woman pay for the first date. I definitely wouldn't get a second one, that's for sure.
No,
but
nobody goes Dutch on date one.
Exactly. You can't go Dutch. I've heard that before. Yeah. But hey, you know, go with the flow and have fun. That's the main goal for me, first date.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, swipe right on this man. Swipe right. Don't swipe left.
Please do. Look at me. My mom wouldn't be proud of me saying this, but hey, you know.
So we talked about Mexico, Japan being things that you want to cross off the list. You definitely want to get back to the UK. And you talked about new opponents.
Yeah.
So do you have a few opponents on your mind this year in the indie scene that you haven't worked with that you want to work with?
Of course. I have, first one I can think of right now is Judas Icarus. I'm not just saying that because he's standing over there, but I'm saying that because he's one of the best workers in Canada. He's proving his work in the States. And also we got Travis Williams as well. Those two together are dangerous, but separately they're, I feel like they're even more dangerous because we don't even know what they can really do on their own yet in the big stage. So those two guys, I've had wonderful matches with Tarek in the past few years, and I'd love to have more. Other than that, I know Starboy Charlie. He's coming into Canada, and he just so happens to be going against yours truly next week. So that is another match I'm incredibly excited for. Guys like Titus Alexander, guys who are signed, but that are young, and I feel like I could challenge myself. Guys like Darius, Dante Martin, Hook, if ever he takes independent bookings, I'd love to face him. Just a lot of the young guys to test myself and see how I rank amongst the younger talent in the world that are looked at as the future. Yeah.
I like that. Every answer you give is fire. Now, you talked about also wanting to, you know, consistently be the best, work, put the work in to elevate yourself consistently. What about your skill set? What about your move set? Is there anything that you are, I'm not asking you to give away your trade secrets, but is there anything you're working on more or putting more emphasis on as your training continues?
Great question. To be simple, there's always something that needs to be worked on. Mm-hmm. And everyone that says I do something great, I'll always look at the smaller things I can tell myself that I can do better. So I'd say every little aspect is something I look at that can be better. So I can't give something specific, and I'm sorry for the little dull answer, but I'm always trying to improve in every single aspect of the business.
I get it. So you're trying to keep well-rounded on a consistent basis.
Yeah, because nowadays you never know what someone can be looking at that can get you the opportunity, the big opportunity. Because someone could look at you and say, wow, he just stands like a star. Or it could be, wow, he takes this move wonderfully. Or it could be, wow, he speaks great. It could be anything. That's why you got to work on every single aspect the best you can so that it can work in a way, you know?
I absolutely agree. And you are a very, speaking is no problem. You're very eloquent when it comes to speaking. Absolutely. So, you know, Christmas just passed, New Year's just passed. Now we're into February, Valentine's Day just passed. And we're looking towards, you know, the next big things would be, you know, your Easter and your St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
Are you a celebratory member of the St. Paddy's Day community? Do you drink the green beer?
That's a great question. I haven't had a drink my whole life, except for once when I was 7 with my dad. That was a fun story. But,
well, hold on. You
got to
tell the story.
Well, it's rather uneventful. Nothing crazy happened. I was playing video games. I was running around the house with my brothers. My dad called me in. He's like, hey, Junior, have a seat. And I'm guessing this is one of those dad moments. So I come in not knowing what's going to happen. He's like, hey, man, have a drink some of this. And I was like, what is that? And he's like, it's wine. So I looked at it. I smelled it. I was like, okay. I took a sip. And he's like, how was it, son? And I said, that stuff's gross. And then I just ran away. And I guess that was all I needed to be like, I'm okay with this stuff. I'm okay. So, yeah, that's the only experience I've had so far with alcohol. But
So there's no green beer in your future?
No green beer, but always in for a good time. Always fun time is always great because that leads to memories and wonderful things you can tell your kids when you're older.
Absolutely. Everyone's got to have those memories of juvenile delinquency in some form or fashion.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have a wild side.
You don't seem like you have a wild side other than pro wrestling. I feel like you're very chill outside of the ring. In the ring, you're a beast. But outside of the ring, I feel like you're very chill. A little shy.
Yeah, I won't agree that I'm shy. Actually, no. I get it from my mother. But, yeah, whenever I'm not wrestling, because that was my main goal in life. So once I'm out of there, my goal is to lay back and focus on the next time I'm in that ring. So you got to work towards it. My wild side, I'd say, is the ring. And then whenever I'm not there, I take it as easy as possible so I don't do anything silly like get hurt while riding a bike or something, because that's always a sad injury.
Yeah, to get injured outside of the wrestling ring is an unfortunate because it sets back your in-ring work and ability.
Yeah, I think one of my worst injuries, I hyperextended my knee going to the bathroom. So that, yeah, I was doing a number two, and then I was stretching my leg, and then I just gave it an extra little tug, and then I heard a crack, and I was like, what the heck? And I couldn't walk. So then I had to call off the next show. I felt awful, and yeah, it's those little things, you know, just don't go to the bathroom.
Well, if you do go to the bathroom, I mean, you have to go to the bathroom for your own personal health and well-being, but if you do go to the bathroom, don't hyperextend your knee.
Exactly. That's, you see, you learn that with wisdom overall in your wrestling career. You learn not to do certain things, you know?
Like to hyperextend your knee while having a number two.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great number two I was having, but man, it turned into an awful one real quick.
Some number twos can be life-changing.
Exactly.
There really are some that can be life-changing. You're laughing over there, but you know it's factual. You know too. Come here for a second. Get over here. You're going to come on camera for a second. Bloodstained Hurricane Jesse Amato. Listen, Jesse, would you not agree that some number twos, when you're taking them, can be life-changing?
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah, the right number two, the right time of day, you could just be like, that was fantastic.
You could also have the wrong one.
You can have the wrong one.
I've had one before a morning meeting when I really didn't need to have one.
Yeah, I got you.
It happened.
It happens. But some number twos can be life-changing.
100%.
There we go. It's factual. 100%. Would you also agree? Look at the impromptu. Get over here. Look at it. The other half of Fresh Air. McCray,
would you not agree that some number twos can be life-changing? Junior and I were just having this discussion.
Exactly. Oh, 100%. Every day when I start my day with a number two, it's going to be a good day. It's 100%. I feel lighter. I don't mean physically. I mean, like, spiritually.
Spiritually lighter.
You spiritually feel lighter. It's like you felt like you just shout out your problems.
When I show this clip, because this will be the clip for the episode, I'm just going to focus on Junior's face. So the whole time is all three of us have been talking about number twos, and he's like, I didn't get to finish.
Well, no. They're great. That's all I have to say. There, makes it feel better.
I honestly just came to bother him.
I know you did. But you know what? In all essence, getting injured outside of the ring can be huge setbacks. Yeah. But getting injured inside the ring can also be huge setbacks. So you really have to focus on everything and try to be as safe as you want to be and as safe as you want your opponent to be.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned about people you want to work with. What about the people that you have worked with? Who would you say you have some of the best in-ring chemistry with? Like, when you just go in the ring and you guys just tear it down without really trying too hard to tear it down.
I'd say personally, for personal reasons. Hey, brother.
Hey, guys. Good to see you. Yeah,
so many people crashing.
Hey, I don't mind. But I'm happy. But first thing I could think of is Tarek. We wrestled 3 times, and they've been 3 of my best matches personally. And also Evil Uno as well. He was one of my first actual wrestling matches. And then we've had 2 other matches where I got better every time. It was in different stages of my career. So he's definitely a person that I trust. And I think he trained me and taught me everything I know. So in a way, he trusts me to know certain things, and he expects something out of me every time. So it's one of those things where it's a student-teacher bonds that I can't really explain too well, but it's something I'm very appreciative for.
No, you don't need to explain. I get it fully.
I understand it. So I'd say Uno, Tarek. If I can, wrestle Josh Alexander one more time, because the last time I felt like I disappointed him in a way, because I was so nervous, because I was 18 at the time. I had gotten concussed in the match, and I feel like it was something I did that was wrong. It could have been better. It could have been handled better on my part, but I just got to prove myself one more time with him if I could. That's my goal.
I think Josh would definitely take a rematch with you in a heartbeat, 100%.
I got to prove myself. So that's why one of the many reasons why I'm working the best I can now is to prove myself and show that I am that level of talent that he is.
Fantastic. And you are. You're showing it every single day with the way you carry yourself and all these stuff. Now, this is a question that I asked Kobe Christ, and I think that you might also have a great answer. I feel like you're a cereal guy.
Yeah, I'm a big cereal guy.
Like your cereals?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I want to throw out 10 cereals at random, and I want you to rank them 1 to 10. And if they're not on your list, just tell me to pass, and I'll throw out a different cereal. Okay. Do you think we can work on this? Think we could try this? Well, I'm not going to throw, like, random cereals, like something from, Afghanistan or something like that. I'm going to throw out cereals that we know.
Sounds good.
Okay. Rice Krispies, 1 to 10, where do you rank it?
8.
8, okay. Cheerios, the original Cheerio.
Oh, flavor-wise, 6, but overall, 7. Okay. This is a very small difference, but anyway.
So 7 and 8 have been taken. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
10. It's got to be.
Really?
Yes. I had a story once on my Instagram with my 3 goals in my career. One of them was to be the best wrestler. One was to meet Jim Carrey. And the other was to have free Cinnamon Toast Crunch for life. So, hey, that's my top cereal right there.
Wow. So 10 is your top cereal and 1 is going to be your least favorite cereal. I get it. No, that's fine. No, that's cool. We're good. So 7, 8, and 10 are taken. The back half has been taken pretty strongly here.
Yeah.
Okay. So Apple Jacks?
Apple Jacks. I've had those only twice, so I'd reclassify those as probably 3.
Okay. But you enjoyed them when you had them.
Yeah, they're nice, but
okay. Count Chocula?
I'd say 2. I've never had that before.
Okay. Yeah. Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs.
1. I'm not a fan of those. I put the one as in the lowest one because I was never a fan of peanut butter cereal. And peanut butter alone is great, but cereal's a little too much for me. That's all I got to say.
Fair enough. That's fine.
Fruit Loops?
What's the highest one that wasn't taken yet? Six?
Six is not taken.
Six. I'll swap Cheerios with that. So
Fruit Loops is now seven. Cheerios is now six.
Yes, because I'll take Fruit Loops over Cheerios any day of the week.
So we still have 4, 5, and 9 available. Okay, 4, 5, and 9 are available.
Okay.
Trix?
Oh, they're exclusively for children, so I'm not a children. I'm not a child.
Well, you can be a child at heart.
Well, I guess so. I'll put those up 9.
9, okay. Yeah. See, not a child, but they're going to rank the second favorite cereal.
They're delicious.
And Nesquik?
Nesquik. Ooh.
You got three. You got three. You got four. You got four. And five.
Five. Yeah. I put it up there at 5.
Okay.
Five.
Okay. And I guess number 4, fill it out if you've had it or not. Everybody likes to go healthy. We have to try to go healthy as much as we can. Raisin Bran?
Zero.
Okay, not on the list. Raisin Bran is not on the list. Okay. I'm going to try throwing another one here that I think that you would enjoy. Oh, cornflakes?
Cornflakes.
You put cornflakes as a 4?
I guess so. I would put my fair share of sugar in there, but I'll put that as 4.
Okay, so Frosted Flakes. We put Frosted Flakes
Frosted
in there?
Frosted Flakes, yes. That's 4.
That is a solid list. I like that. I like how Cinnamon Toast Crunch was shot right up to the top. There was no hesitation on that.
Immediately. I could eat that for hours. I've vomited a few times because of too much Cinnamon Toast Crunch ingested.
What about French Toast Crunch?
Are you a fan of the French Toast Crunch or just classic Cinnamon
Here's
Toast
the
Crunch?
Thing. They've made so many different flavors and different like little small changes with nuances and all that, but the original is the best way to go, man. It's the best way to go.
I agree with you. I do not mind the Churro one every now and again.
Yeah, I've tried the Churro, but they're better without the milk. I like to eat them like little snacks.
I do too. Yeah. I'll just take a handful and pop them like they're chips.
Exactly. That's how you got to eat them.
We've learned so much about each other in this second part of our conversation.
Great minds think alike.
Absolutely they do. And they also look great with the same heads of hair and everything.
You're darn
it's right. Almost like a mirrored image, really.
Yeah, sometimes I lose track. I feel like I'm looking at
I can't
at
tell
sometimes.
Who it is. Yeah.
The earrings, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, actually, let's pretend I didn't say that. But hey, you know, we got it.
Junior, thank you again for part 2 of this amazing conversation. There will be a part 3 down the line for sure. Guys, that's it for this one. It was short, sweet, simple, and I loved every second of it.
All right. Thank you very much for the opportunity. And I love wrestling. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely is. Peace, love, and wrestling, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for watching. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and turn on that notification bell so you get notified each time we post a video. Alternatively, you can check us out on all podcast platforms and hosted on Podbean. We are also available on the SNME Network. That's the Sunday Nights Main Event Patreon. Please feel free to check us out there as well. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at @_StraightTalk on Twitter, at Straight Talk Wrestling on Instagram, Straight Talk Wrestling on Facebook, Straight Talk Wrestling on TikTok, and of course, you can check out all our merch at ProWrestlingTees.com.
I don't need a nigga cosign. Without the liquor, you become a victim. You ain't never got a pole mine. I ain't messing with this generation. Fuck your gender, I ain't got...